Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your
hand. Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Kruger Studios.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 65. Currently, it is 41. Clear skies at Operation Breakthrough.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this World Health Day?
I'm feeling good considering I ain't really getting no sleep last night, but I'm here, baby. I'm up, and it's stuck.
You didn't woke up again at 2 in the morning, child.
It's time to vote. That's
it
what
is.
I woke up early for.
Yeah.
Polls open. Oh, I think right now, 6 a.m. In Missouri, 7 a.m. in Kansas. A lot of things ahead to the polls before we get into it. Stacey Shaw, free legal advice coming for you at 7:50.
And, of course, the morning gossip goes down at your 23s. Faith Evans shares a personal connection she has to autism. And, unfortunately, reports show that Offset, the rapper, was shot in Florida. We'll have updates on his status and more throughout the morning gossip.
Yikes. Give me a fajita burrito this morning. I'm being real specific.
Okay.
Because it is
Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Achievement begins with excitement. And that excitement naturally spurs you into action. Yet to complete the achievement, you'll need more than just initial excitement. At some point, you'll have to put forth so much focused effort, you're likely to become delusional. At that point, it's crucial you continue moving steadily forward despite any feelings to the contrary. Excitement will give you a powerful initial push. Yet eventually, you will also need a rock-solid commitment to seeing the achievement through. That commitment comes from being clear at the outset about the specific details of what you intend to achieve. It comes also from understanding at the deepest possible level why you have chosen to pursue the achievement. Not only must you know and understand these things, you must get in the habit of reminding yourself of them. That way, when the disillusion comes, and it is certain to do, you'll have more than enough power to overcome it. Your best achievements are worth the commitment. Prepare yourself with plenty of commitment and see those achievements through. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:22 on your time, high of 65. Currently it is 41, partly cloudy skies in Raytown. The Heartbreak Kid, a.k.a. Shawn Michaels from the WWE, as most
WWF. That's my goat.
As he was sitting down with Carmelo Anthony on his podcast, he actually sent some love to Sexy Red.
Uh-oh. I appreciate Sexy Red from the standpoint she's kind of put HBK back on the map again with all of it. Yeah,
it's the aura.
It's silliness is what it is. It's absolute silliness watching a 60-year-old man going out there and try to move like he was 25 or 35. But it's been fun.
Oh, man.
Go ahead. Have your fan moment.
Well, not the biggest fan of Sexy Red, but she done linked up with my GOAT. Okay, Shawn Michaels, y'all. I'm talking about the HBK, dog. Come on, sing it. I'm just a sexy boy.
Sexy boy.
Come on. I'm not your boy toy.
classic.
Shout out to all my wrestling fans out there. Can I get to the DX theme too? Can we do that? Can we do that?
Go ahead.
Of course,
it's the inner child.
Of course, it is. Right. I'm just saying this is 12-year-old Brian.
I used to love wrestling too until my stepdad told me it was fake, and I was like,
"Oh no,
you
we can't play that.
Little." Yeah, I figured we couldn't. Play at your own risk, my boy.
There we go. Hey, hey, shout out to all my wrestling fans tapping in, man.
Yeah, big chunk. I feel like that's a big chunk of a lot of our childhood.
It was definitely
mine,
boy.
Watching that TV and seeing all, I thought it was real for the longest. So you got me good.
D, we got two words for you. Hustle shine.
Well, I like that. That was good. Recently, gospel singer Marvin Sapp got married, and his wife, Dr. Sapp, they're already having to shut down rumors that their extravagant wedding was paid by the church.
Despite what the haters on the internet say about you, you are an integral man. You don't take or rob the church. The church didn't pay for the wedding. Y'all stop lying. Saying all these lies about the man of God. I bought the helicopter. He didn't buy the helicopter. Everybody not broke. And everybody don't need money. So pray. God's been good, y'all.
Leave these people alone. People can't even have an extravagant wedding without... Oh, where did they get that money from? Is that my $5 that I gave them last week?
Yeah, people going to be talking, especially now with these conversations about, you know, the benevolent fund at your church and where it's going to. Don't worry, y'all. They are fixing up your church, okay? They fixing up the water fountain that's been there since 1950.
Right.
Okay, so chill out, y'all. Let people enjoy that stuff.
Yes.
What's up, KC? This your boy, Sherez Pompey, CEO, co-owner of the Blueprint KC. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103.
Hey, y'all. The school and special election is today. Polls open right now in Missouri. You open 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. for polling locations and more. KC voters, go to kceb.org. Other Jackson County residents, go to jcebmo.org. Local elections matter. Hot 103 Jams. And yes, today is the day where Kansas City will make a decision on the 1% earnings tax. And this applies to people who live or work in Kansas City and helps fund core services like police, fire, roads, infrastructure, all that stuff. So this tax generates a significant portion of the general fund, which supports day-to-day operations across all departments. Very important tax that we have to decide. Yeah. And then there's another one about question one, which asks voters whether to keep the earnings tax in place. And it does not have organized opposition. But again, today we'll make our decision on that. And this is something, D, that I researched and that I saw that if this goes away, we can't get it back. It will never come back again. So
that just increases the importance of it.
There's almost $380 million in revenue, y'all. So make your decisions, be wise, and head to the polls.
Got till 7 p.m.
7 p.m. tonight, for sure. Just make sure you gauge your speed while you're on your way to the polls.
Uh-oh.
And don't be like me.
What you do?
I got pulled over this morning, y'all. My bad.
Kept the head on
monster.
It was my bad. Is that what you said when they walked up to your window?
Actually, yes. Because he was like, "Well, sir, you know, I'll be." Look.
What happened? Please walk us through it. Because
we
need Stacey Shaw on the line because she probably stopped talking to the police.
So, all right, this is what happened.
Stop talking so much to the police.
Okay, so.
You probably said too much. Go ahead. It's just by how you sizing this whole conversation up.
First off, I'm blaming Apple Maps, okay, for challenging me.
Why?
Because you know it always tells you, well, your ETA to work is such and such.
Oh, like, so you oh, really? I get that. You're like, I'm gonna kill like 3-4 minutes off.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was trying to trim the fat. And
trimming the fat when you up the street is insane. So you was flying like a bat out of hell. Got you.
I was, you know,
in the big body.
I was, cause all right. So 4 or 5 in the morning.
I don't like truck drivers.
4 or 5 in the morning. Nobody's on the road, bro. Like literally,
I get it.
I can pass like on the streets. I can pass like 5 cars, and that'll be it. That's all I see.
Right. I get it.
You know. So yeah. I feel like
ain't nobody out there.
Yeah, I was in the mood.
Them boys in blue out there.
So I should be playing Michael Jackson's Speed Demon. But anyway, they clocked me going 20 over where I was at.
Lock it up.
Yo, where are you going on my bill? You gonna lock me up for going 20 over, fam?
20, bro. Nobody, you know they could have been like,
nobody's
sir.
On the road.
They could have been like, sir, we're gonna have to take you into custody. You do have to be careful when you get to like 20 over. You do have to be careful because
for real, it's like that.
Yes, that can be like reckless endangerment. Like that's a thing.
My bad. So I did say my bad though, because you know, but he was real cool. They were real cool though. They, you know, took my license and all that stuff or whatever. Right. Went back to the car. It was about a 4-minute process.
Yeah.
Cause I didn't have nothing to worry about. I had nothing on me. I wasn't, you know.
Your tags wasn't expired.
Yeah, tags, I wasn't Tim tagging it out, you know. So
my boy.
I hadn't got pulled over in 10 years.
Really, it's been a long
time. Yeah, it's been 10 years since I got pulled over. And matter of fact, I was going another route coming here to this very show. So yeah, I put the pedal to the metal when it come in the morning, dog, when I be trying to get up in here.
Y'all saw somebody flying down 71 this morning. It was your big homie, Brian B. Shine.
Might have been me, y'all. KCPD, leave me alone. Don't pull me over no more, please.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Elena Page, with the next page, and I'm up this morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
You know, this next story is important to why we need watchdogs and why we have to keep an eye on everybody. This is concerning, D. A Wyandotte County District Court judge released new details yesterday in a slew of charges filed last month against a former Bonner Springs Police Department detective. So in March, Wyandotte County District Attorney Mark Dupree filed 18 charges against Kyle Rector, 39, including child sexual exploitation, stalking, and breach of privacy. So according to the affidavit filed in support of the charges, a captain in the Bonner Springs Police Department contacted a special agent at the Kansas Bureau of Investigations on January 28th of this year. Following an internal investigation into Rector, the captain told the KBI agent their investigation revealed that Rector had used law enforcement technology and equipment to stalk his wife and the persons believe her to be intimately involved with. So they identified in court documents as two men. So they also revealed that Rector used license plate readers like flock cameras to track his wife and the two men. And then as part of the investigation, the KBI agents requested that Rector's cell phone data be released to them. And so agents believe that Rector used this LPR data close to where one of the two men lived. And agents then received a phone data from Rector when showed him in the area of one of the men. So this could have gone really bad if they hadn't, intervened in this, I guess. So court records also show that Rector's wife filed for protection order, which was granted and served on January 19th.
Gotcha.
And he used the crime center data to make three more searches even after being served the protection order. Mm. So this there's a lot more to this, but that right there is enough for me to sit back and think. How many more detectives and people, not only in Bonner Springs, mm-hmm. KCPD, KCKPD, Raytown, whoever, Grandview, all of them. Mm-hmm. Everybody got this kind of technology where they can search and do things and like that concerns me, dog. That
it's always concern for abuse of power. Absolutely.
That leads me not of course for this situation, but just for everybody in general, because you never know who could have a vendetta against whoever.
Yeah, so. That's real.
It's your boy Kemet Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
We are going crazy on the stream. Shout out to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app. Love and appreciate you for listening there. And you on the Facebook or YouTube streaming Hot 103 Jams. Thank you. We love and appreciate you. And of course, we can't forget about the cousins that's driving around in the city listening the old school way. You listen to terrestrial radio. We love and appreciate you. You down there at the loop in downtown. Ooh.
Slow down. Don't be like me.
Yeah, don't be like me. Keep your patience, y'all, and be kind to one another while you're out on the roads. You on 71 rushing to get to work. Oh, Lord, the mic done fell. Mark, where you at? Hey, yo, wherever you are, however you're listening, thank you so much for making Hustle and Shine a part of your daily morning routine, cousins, because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your
time. I'm a professional, D.
Shout out to the cousins that's on the stream that saw that mic call. If you ain't on the stream, get on there. It's on the Hot 103 Gems Facebook page.
Pause. I'm holding it. Mark, where you at?
Send an email. Big love to all the cousins hitting us up. The Hustle and Shine text line.
Yeah.
You already know it's thumping. We got a lot of our cousins that's hitting us up. We got cousin from the 816 said, good morning, fam. Happy Tasty Taco Tuesday.
Good
Much
morning.
Love for you guys. I always have to hear my morning show while driving my trash truck. You guys make my day. Big love to you. This might, hold on, Rich, you didn't switch numbers. That looking like you, man. What's going on? Big love to Stacy Davis. Happy Taco Tuesday to you. Happy 10-year anniversary to Queen, to his queen, Chef Taco sent that. I know that's right. 10 years, period. Big love to Lucy, Carissa, and says Ike from Denisha. Shout out to Anthony Drone, always sending some love through.
Okay.
Good morning to Whitney Tubbs, Cameron, Elijah, Jaden, Sanaya. Mama loves you. Anastasia Jackson, hey cousin, said listening on my Alexa in Overland Park. We appreciate you as always.
Okay, OP.
And also, shout out to Central Middle School cafeteria staff on the KCK side. That was sent from Shauna. Big love to the cafeteria staff, always.
We need some of them square pieces.
No, facts. Let us know and we will slide through it. Better yet, you can just come over and bring a whole tray of them. We'll be good. Shout out to Bianca Cobbins. Big love to Baby Wally. Sheila Stevenson. Love to you, Chanel Coates. What else we got on this text line? Big love to Tony, sending some love. That was from your lady, Michelle. Carmen Nar, hey, cousin. She said she loved the morning motivational.
Hey.
Love that. And then also Naomi K, we still getting some text messages coming in. Naomi K, we appreciate you. Have a blessed day. Daniel Vett, hey, cousin. Big love to Lachey Shepherd.
Getting tired of holding this mic, I tell you that.
Have a great, prosperous, and blessed day. Shout out to the ladies in the kitchen at Oak Grove Elementary. Appreciate all our cousins for always tapping in.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
724 on your time. It is a high of 60. Currently, it is 41. Sunny skies in Raytown. Comedian Mojo Brooks, as he sat down on Club Shay Shay, spoke about staying at his parents' house till he was of the age of 30 years old.
That's the problem. Black people reach already kicked their kids out the house.
Yeah, 18.
Why? But you just said you know that the world, you know how the world is. Mm-hmm. If I love you, why am I going to send you out there to that and I know you're not ready?
He is absolutely right. This is a bad practice that we have in our community a lot of times, D. Mm-hmm. And I get it. I understand it. But the way of the world now and how we understand things and how things are not set up for people coming out of or coming into adulthood mm-hmm. to just freshly require them to pay $1,200 rent when I just graduated high school
exactly.
3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah.
That's not a good way to parent.
Yeah.
That's not a good way to look out for your loved ones mm-hmm. when they leave in the house. So I just think that some parents just are in a rush, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That could be due to some conflict. That could be due to several things.
Yeah.
I don't want to point just one thing out, but y'all try to keep your kids in the nest as long as you can for as I guess just to make it an easier transition for them to get out in the world.
Yeah, you're absolutely right with that. Because I couldn't imagine coming back from college and having to have my own apartment and not being able to go back to my mom's house to stay for my summers in St. Louis. Like, that wouldn't have made no sense. I was not prepared, not ready. I didn't start really paying bills until after I graduated college. And I was like 23, 24.
Some people have a toxic attitude of, well, I got treated like this. Why do you? They used to do this back in my day.
Yeah.
Nah, man, let's learn from that and be better and pay it forward so the next generation can be better.
Mm-hmm. So speaking about the next generation and things just evolving and changing, J. Cole speaks on the evolution of how fans consume hip-hop and this new phrase that actually might catch on, niche classics.
It's too many voices and it's too much bias. There's never going to be agreement again. We have understood universal classics from the day and age before was filtered.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Now you have like niche classics. That's a classic to them.
I agree with that. Because it's more options. It's more, It's more music to consume, first and foremost. There's more people that you can see other people's opinions from across, you know, like social media exists now.
Yeah, it was just too much.
When you was probably a kid, it was just like, oh, this is the classic.
Yeah, Tupac and Biggie was just stamped as the two greatest ever, and it's like, that ain't necessarily, you know. But everybody's gonna have their own little list or whatever with this. That's what this is.
Yeah, no, I'm with you when you're right. Sending up some quick prayers to Offset. He was unfortunately shot near a casino in Florida.
Yikes.
The story is still developing, but his team did say that he was in stable condition, but he is still currently at the hospital. So not 100% sure what happened or what went down. I'm sure we'll hear more throughout the day and throughout the week.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
All right, let's throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Stacey, what's good?
Today we're going to be going over a new law that impacts divorces. So as the law stands right now, if you are pregnant while you're divorced, generally the divorce would not be granted until after the baby is born. A new law, which is now House Bill 1908, which has been signed into law by the governor, allows pregnant women to go ahead and get divorced even though they are pregnant right now. And so that is going to impact proceedings when a person is currently pregnant. If you've got questions about divorces, this is just one little part about a million other things that have to be considered in that proceeding. Make sure you contact an attorney. Now, today is voting day, so make sure you head out to the polls. There are several important things on the ballot right here in Kansas City. If you've got any questions about the ID that you're going to need to go to the polls, or any questions about family law, personal injury, criminal, or any other type of law, you can always give us a call at 816-359-1877. You can find us online at StaceyShawLaw.com and on all social media at StaceyShawLaw. I've got to give a special shout out to Garrett's Adult Daycare Program. I went there to visit my uncle, John Henry Thompson, or Bishop Thompson, as a lot of you all know him. He's 101 years old, and I got to meet the most amazing people. I'm going to go and give them a concert next week, as promised. And so remember, today is Tuesday, not only voting day, but if you know a child, make sure to take just a few seconds to pour into them today. And I know that they're going to do something amazing. So all of my young scholars that are on the bus, a special shout out to you. Make sure you tune in to KPRT at 11:30 for Faith Justice Victory. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jeans.
If you've gotten a text about a supposed court notice this weekend in Johnson County, you're not alone. And the Johnson County Sheriff's Office says it's not real. The Sheriff's Office, they're warning residents about a scam message circulating. And this happened on Sunday. It appears to be a court notice. So deputies say that they've received numerous reports from people across the county. Now, according to the Sheriff's Office, the message includes several red flags, and the numbers listed are identical and formatted incorrectly. So the notice also references a judge who does not exist in the county's court system. And the biggest giveaway, legitimate court notices are not sent by text messages, especially not on a weekend or a holiday. So these messages directs recipients to use a QR code for payment, which they say is another clear sign of a scam. So if you receive a similar message, do not click links or send no money or do none of that. Check your elderly phones, check your mamas, your aunties, you know, those who are kind of challenged by the technology these days. So they recommend contacting the Johnson County District Court directly using the contact information from its official website and not the one that they send you in the scam. So watch out for that, y'all.
And scams have been getting out of hand, because there was a period of time too recently where people were like sending fake parking tickets. They were like, oh, you gotta, and that was a thing, you know, and so many people, you just be like, oh, I do have that one. And you think it's that, and you don't really read it and look. But I'm telling you right now, cousins, another clear indicator is if you get a text message and it says at iCloud, that's a scam. Because they be doing that too. Like, okay, this ain't true. Or from an email address via text, that ain't the case. So.
And if it starts with a 314 number, it might be a scam. So
I don't know about that.
Duh.
Could be a scam if that's not your area code. Absolutely.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:27 on your time, high up 65. Currently, it is 41 with First Skies in Olathe. Singer Faith Evans shares the challenges of getting her son officially diagnosed with autism.
By the time Ryder was diagnosed, I was already aware something was wrong. So it was more like me begging for a written diagnosis in order for me to access a lot of the early intervention stuff. Initially,
you had to beg for a written diagnosis?
Well, yeah, because, you know, by the time he was two,
yeah.
I'm like, my son should be talking. You know, I had three other kids before him. And, you know, his doctor was like, you just wait it out. Every kid is different. Da, 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 da. But I still felt something wasn't right.
That's tough.
Yeah. Especially being a parent in that. I know she had other kids too, so she already knew based on how he was just developing, like something's a little bit different. But this month is Autism Acceptance Month, so make sure if you have any concerns about your children, you take them to a doctor. And it's not, I know a lot of people with autism that are on the spectrum, and I think it used to have such a stigma to it. It's not that at all. Into some other news around the town. Some congratulations are in order. NCAA champs on the women's side. UCLA, they did their big one. Big shout out to the women's basketball team. And last night, shout out to the D, Michigan. They walked away with that dub. And they also are the NCAA champions.
If you got the D.
If you were tapped in on the sports world as well, the talk of the town was Angel Reese. She played for, in the WNBA. She's been in Chicago for the past 2 years. Now she's being traded to the Atlanta Dream. And I know a lot of people are speculating how that's going to be, but I'm excited. I'm going to a game. Look at them ticket prices before they skyrocket.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aries season. Happy birthday to those confident, energetic, and passionate Aries.
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending birthday love to writer, director, and actor Clark Peters. A big happy birthday to actress Patricia Belcher. Sending some birthday love to a friend of Hustle and Shine in the Morning, actor and stand-up comedian who's been on almost every big stage and given us a couple memorable moments. Happy birthday to Bill Bellamy. And last but not least, a happy heavenly birthday to jazz singer with a career spanning nearly 30 years. Happy heavenly birthday to the legendary Billie Holiday.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Tyrell Jackson, Melinda Hampton, and Christina Smith. Sending birthday love to Melinda Hampton, Anna Merritt, and Sally Beck. Happy birthday, James Bush, Samantha Summers, and Renee Morris. Happy birthday, Dominic Barrett, Ashley Simone, and Ronnie Grant. Plus, sending birthday love to Ashley Craddock. And a special happy birthday to my cousin, Shantae Huff, and everybody else born on April 7th. Happy birthday, Aries. Celebrate your day.
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Garrett Caldwell.
What's going on, family? What you doing?
I'm taking my son to school.
What that check engine light looking like, dog?
It's good on this ride.
Okay.
On this you ride. Said this ride. Yeah. Now we parking in that garage.
It's the big truck. It's good.
Okay, that's the big boy. So it probably take a lot of gas, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I just got 46 gallons yesterday.
Yep.
Damn.
We're going to try to help you out a little bit. We got a gas car hookup from T.I. and Grand Hustle, but you got to finish these lyrics in order to secure it. You ready?
I think I know what I'm doing.
From the bottom of the Duval, pack a leg in a new y'all, and everybody showing me, Lord, it's when the you all. Yeah. Call my Florida folk, my Cackalacky folk, my L.A. folk, and my New York folk, and everywhere in between. Hey, I love y'all.
Rebel band, man. Wild as a Taliban. Nine in my right, 45 in my other
who
hand.
I mean.
I'm in trouble, man. Always in trouble, man. Worth a couple hundred grand, stepping all color, man.
Okay, that song get you turnt every time.
Yeah, a little trap music. Okay.
Hey, man, I'm ready.
You was ready. Now you getting that free gas car. You going to use it for yourself or you going to hook somebody else up with it?
Well, I'll probably get a car to the missus.
Wise man.
some would say. Gary, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Well, now, what type of gas you done had this morning, cousin?
Well, you know, I ain't no gas. The bar is still in my bag. It's a Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.